All right, well, let's move on to Gaping Maw.
I like the sweetness slowly drifting from the sun. I like to taste the rose aroma in my nose and on my tongue. I like the way the melody is sung, and I don't think that you're like anyone, no. I like the silliness of certain words. I like to watch the soaring of the soaring birds.
This is so many contrasts.
So much happening.
And just everything completely different from everything else it feels like. I have to admit, I kind of liked it despite myself. This is not the kind of thing that I would normally be into, but the electronic music kind of worked for me.
Yeah.
They really leaned into the rhyme. They took it and they went with it. And, you know, I think they kind of made it work. So, yeah, I would say I liked it despite myself.
To me, this one just felt like getting hit in the face with a brick. I couldn't really understand the lyrics, and it felt like there were like two different bands trying to fight each other for who's in control of the song.
Totally.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing because I got hit in the face with a brick, but I think it was pretty good.
I think the brick came in when the rock guitars battled the synths. Like, it starts off, it's kind of like this, you know, happy synth song, and then rock guitars come in, and they're heavy and distorted, and they sounded awesome. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Not such a big fan of the heavy, distorted guitars, but, you know, I did appreciate them for the contrast that they made with what went before. It worked.
And I think that the vocalist changes at one point, too. Like, so, you know, we all recognize Small Town Mike. And, you know, he's doing his sort of talk singing delivery style, which sounds good. And then I think that's also Mike's longtime collaborator, Rob, also known as THC or The Hip Cola, who I think is singing on the chorus. Not sure.
Oh, if that's the case, and I owe Alice an apology.
I was correct.
Yeah, I thought he was just singing in a different register, but Alice was convinced it was a second person.
Yeah, I think he mentioned in the boards that it was the THC was in this. But also, I remember in a previous song, I'd assumed that he'd sung everything, the talk singing of the verses, and then the singing in the chorus. And then he mentioned somewhere, I believe in a comment online, that no, he wasn't singing that. It was one of his colleagues doing that. So I suspect that's what happened here, too.
I win.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry.
Alice wins.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway.
Okay, so thanks for joining us for the podcast. You know, we have a winner.
That's it. I win. Grab it up. Go home.
Two jerks and Alice wins.
Certificate, it will be mailed to you.
Oh, good. Some wall space.
You'll have to print it out yourself. So
I had one more crack about this song in my notes, was that this may be one of the few Small Town Mike songs ever recorded that don't have the whoa-oh backing vocals.
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, I thought this song was wonderful. I didn't know going into it that it was that Gaping Maw was a Small Town Mike project, and it doesn't sound like it when the song first opens up. So when Small Town Mike's voice came in at the beginning, I was really surprised. And then, you know, surprised again when the song got harder, you know, when those guitars came in. I liked that brick. But yeah, I thought this is epic and amazing, and the whole thing is wonderful from beginning to end. You know, I can't say enough good things about this song, and I'm kind of surprised that they finished in a week. I thought it was just, there's a lot in it. There's a lot of dynamic sort of changes. I'm just terribly impressed with this. So
yeah, this is definitely a vote for me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.